The coronavirus pandemic has played havoc on the meat industry, with some slaughterhouses and processing plants temporarily closing down earlier this year. Some Midwestern states are using federal COVID stimulus money to help small meat processors increase capacity. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports those plants are off to a slow start.
Larkin Busby is the L in DL Farms. She and her husband grow vegetables and raise beef, pork, and chicken on their 168-acre organic farm 90 miles southwest of St. Louis. Busby says after the coronavirus spread to the area, she got bad news from her meat processors.
We have been told that the earliest processing date for us is spring of 2022.
Busby says she had to scramble to find a patchwork of processors who were willing to do the minimum necessary for her farm to stay afloat. This is a common story in the Midwest for small processors, the ones that employ 50 or fewer people. Even after the big plants reopened, the backlog on small operations was still there. States like Missouri and Oklahoma are trying to help. A combination of state and federal efforts have led to millions of dollars being granted to very small meat processors, helping them add machines, space, and people. Jennifer Lutz is a community engagement specialist with the University of Missouri Extension. She says small processors are excited about the opportunity.
They are all hoping to expand capacity, and that is their goal. And so we kind of have to get this equipment in and see how much things change.
But that process is slow. The grant programs are reimbursements, so the processors have to front the money for expansion. That means very small businesses with little capital are taking out loans and applying for grants. Scott Long is one of the processors who took the federal money. He owns Kabul Country Meats, a 10-employee operation in South Central Missouri. He says he's ready to add capacity, but can't find anyone to take the four jobs the new equipment created.
But we've had some that's quit, too. It wasn't their cup of tea. Slaughtering or processing beef is not something for everybody, as you can imagine. It takes a special type of individual to do that.
Long also says what he calls generous unemployment benefits discourages people from taking the jobs that start at $10 an hour but go as high as $16. Advocates for rural areas and small meat processing businesses say pay, training, and education are the biggest hurdles to filling these jobs. Megan Filbert works for Practical Farmers of Iowa, an advocacy group, and also raises sheep on her farm. She says the real hang-up in the labor market is the image of butchers as a profession.
Universities and community colleges should offer artisanal butchery courses, which we're seeing some of that, but open that up to not just students, like college-age students, but the general public.
Filbert says better local butchers will mean better local meat, which will lead to a more thriving small processing industry. But she also says that will take time. Filbert says the effort would be more successful if small meat processors had a few years to increase capacity. The government is pushing for the changes in a few months because of COVID concerns. All of this effort to improve the capacity for small processors probably won't have much effect on meat prices and supply. Pat Westhoff is an agricultural economist with the University of Missouri. He says even with expanded capacities, small processors are, well, still small.
There's only so much they can do right now. So until you have a lot more of them, which doesn't seem to be in the cards right now, there's not much that's going to change in the near term. They're still relying on the big packing plants to get things done.
While that was the impetus for some of the grant programs, it may not be the real goal or outcome. Jennifer Lutz with Missouri Extension says the COVID-fueled high prices and meat shortage got people to think differently about meat.
But also it has encouraged consumers to go out and seek local sources that they may or may not have been aware of previously.
And Lutz says if COVID and the grant programs create a more vibrant local meat processing industry, that will be good for rural communities, farmers, and the food supply chain as a whole. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.